Friends, what I have for you this evening is not really a homily. Over the course of the entire year, there are numerous people who reach out to me asking for prayers for the needs of their families. And I always try to make it a point to remember them as much as possible by name, but at least to remember people who ask my prayers and pray for them. And as I was reflecting on the readings for today, Feast of the Holy Family, I was led in a very different direction. So what I've decided to do is to invite all of us together to pray for the needs of the families, not only our parish, but across the globe. So I have numerous intentions that I have written down, and I brought as many situations that families in our parish have brought to me seeking for prayer. So instead of the homily, this is going to be a time of intercession for families. And I'm sure you will find the needs of your family mentioned somewhere in these petitions. As far as posture is concerned, if you feel the need to kneel and to be part of this intercessory prayer, you're welcome to. I am going to be kneeling here and leading this prayer. If you want to be seated, you remain seated. Or if you want to be seated for a part of it, kneel part of it, please feel free to do so. But let's just together, as a community, as the church, raise up families and the needs of families across the globe. First of all, let's take the time to thank God for our families. No matter what form, state, or shape we find our families in. Dear God, we thank you for creating the human family, for creating our family. In your eternal plan, the members of our family are the people that you have put in our lives. We are grateful. We are thankful. Lord, we pray for all families, that every family on earth may become a true shrine of life and love. Dear God, we pray that your grace may guide the thoughts and actions of each spouse for the good of their family and of all the families in the world. We pray that children and young people may find in the family strong support for their human dignity and for their growth in truth and love. We pray that strengthened by the grace of the sacrament of marriage, families may prove stronger than all the weaknesses and trials which our families endure. For these things in silence we pray. For families that are torn apart by division, disunity, conflict, and discord, we pray that the same spirit that guided the Holy Family through complex, confusing, and dangerous times may guide these families to reconciliation, forgiveness, goodwill, harmony, and finally healing and peace. We pray for families, for marriages that are on the verge of a collapse. That the spirit of healing and peace will restore them to their original love. For these things we pray in silence. For families that are enduring financial burdens, insurmountable financial debt, or loss of home due to unemployment, underemployment, unexpected medical expenses, or other unforeseen circumstances. We pray that these families may never lose hope. That God give them the wisdom to navigate through these difficulties. That God may lead people to gainful employment, to healing from illnesses. And most of all, lead our leaders to alleviate the burdens of those in need by creating just economic systems. For these things we pray in silence. For families oppressed by the evil of addiction, for those who suffer from addictions, and for families of those who have lost, for the families who have lost a loved one to overdose, death by overdose or suicide. We pray for parents who have lost a son or a daughter, for children who have lost a parent to addiction. That God's comforting presence will be their enduring hope. We pray for those who suffer from addictions. That God strengthen them to reach out for help and take the first step to recovery. May God give them the persistence to persevere in the struggle to be free. That God give courage and hope to these families and draw them closer together. For these things we pray in silence. For families who have members facing terminal illnesses, serious sickness, mental ailments, disabilities, or imminent death. We pray that when ill members of our family feel diminished, that God call them by name and hold them in the palm of God's hand. When they feel fragile and broken, that God strengthen them by uniting them to the suffering and death of Jesus. When they feel uncertain about the future, may they be assured of their support of their families and community. May God lead them to that perfect love which casts out all fear, and the assurance of eternal life in heaven. For these things we pray in silence. as we reflect upon the life of the Holy Family, particularly their difficult journey as refugees to Egypt. We pray that our good and gracious God provide special protection for all families, particularly those facing hardships as they move in search of a better life. We pray that all migrants and refugees, especially separated children, may be reunited with their loved ones and find the meaningful work they seek. We pray that God open our hearts so that we may provide hospitality for all who come in search of refuge. That God may give us the courage to welcome every stranger as Christ in our midst. For these things we pray in silence. For children, that every child and every family will be nurtured in an environment of love, security, and peace. We pray for the thousands of children who get lost or go missing. For children who get caught up between divorced parents. For children who find themselves abused in any form. For children in foster care awaiting adoption. For children trafficked and exploited. For children in war zones. For children with mental or physical disabilities. For children within the womb and outside the womb that are in the danger of death. That children never feel abandoned by God. We pray for also those who work for the well-being of children. May our children be in safe and healthy places. For these things we pray in silence. For young people seeking a partner in life, that God will fulfill their desire for companionship. For those who find themselves single and alone, that God will always be present for them. For couples unable to conceive, that God will grant their desire for children like God did for Zechariah and Elizabeth. For families that have a member of their family in prison or is missing, that God will keep their loved ones safe. For family members who feel alone, abandoned, or rejected by their families. For aging and aged people at home, in nursing homes, and institutions for assisted living, that our community may always uphold the dignity of those unable to care for themselves and provide good and holistic care. For these things we pray in silence. We present these, our prayers, to our Heavenly Father through the intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.